From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sables-Smith. Premature birth is a problem throughout the nation, including here in Missouri. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as of 2014, it affected about 1 in 10 infants. Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk sat down with Trina Reagan, the State Director of Program Services for the Missouri March of Dimes, to discuss the problem.
Why don't you start off today by just telling me a little bit about the March of Dimes, what the organization is, how long it's been around, and what the purpose of the organization
Sure.
is.
So the organization was formed in 1938 by President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. At the time, an epidemic of polio was sweeping the nation, and there was no end in sight. There were no treatments or vaccines at the time. And so, you know, over time, we saw that everyone was being vaccinated for it. So we got to the point where there were no more polio cases in the United States. And at that point, they had been so successful that they really didn't want to just close the doors. And so they initially started focusing on birth defects, and in later years added infant mortality and preterm birth to the mission of the March of Dimes.
Now, you guys obviously do a lot of research around these topics. Can you walk me through what that looks like?
Sure. March of Dimes funds more research into the causes of preterm birth than any other organization except for the National Institute of Health. In just the last couple of years, we've started funding prematurity research centers across the United States. There are five in total, and we're lucky enough that we have one here in Missouri at Washington University.
Do you think there's been like one most important research breakthrough, at least when it comes to preterm birth?
Probably the thing that sticks out the most in my mind is surfactant therapy, which was developed about 20 years ago, and it used to be one of the causes of death for these preterm babies, was that they are born with immature lungs, and they struggle to breathe after birth. And a researcher out of California, under a March of Dimes grant, developed surfactant therapy, and the surfactant is injected kind of down into the baby's lungs after birth to essentially help them breathe easier.
Well, what are the major issues that babies born preterm face?
So I think it's a really complex issue, and it's really an issue that impacts the whole community and the whole family. You know, when you're in a NICU, you will see the stress that it causes for a family to have a baby in the NICU. It's a very stressful time. It has a huge financial impact on families, on businesses. It is a $26 billion a year burden when we look at the cost of prematurity. Because having a baby born premature, just those initial costs of birth, it's 11 times more expensive than if you have a healthy full-term baby.
From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rebecca Smith.